London. I'm Dr. Kaufman. Today, we're here to take back our freedom and our country. Why am I here today, you might ask? I'm standing here today for one simple reason. I want to make sure there's a future with freedom, integrity, health, opportunity, and fun for my children. Yes, I've taken risks to be here, but I don't worry about that because the risk of doing nothing is far greater. I'll take any risk to prevent this new world order of tyranny from being realized, and I hope you will too. I saw what was happening in China last December, and knew something was very, very wrong. I remembered SARS, Zika, Ebola, swine flu, bird flu, MERS, dengue, Eastern equine encephalitis, the list goes on. These were all hype, of course, but this time, things were different. I discovered that if I looked at the numbers, I could see right away the number of deaths was comparable to the regular seasonal flu. So why all the fear-mongering? I then looked at the scientific papers about the virus. I was shocked at what I found. I discovered that despite widespread media and government claims of a virus causing disease, there was no proof. What the scientists did is extract some genes or pieces of genes from a couple of people, and they called this a virus. My question is, though, how do you identify genes as being from a virus when the virus itself has never been discovered? It's one thing to hold a creature in your hand, even a virus, and take out its genes and sequence them. That's how they sequenced the human genome. They started with an actual human. For viruses, they don't do this. Instead, they take a biological soup of hundreds of organisms and pull out a few little pieces of genes. In fact, they look for genes or pieces of genes they say are viruses because of doing these same experiments in sick people in days gone by. So when they find these little fragments of genes, they can't say which organism they came from because they came from this soup. This is scientific fraud. No virus was ever purified in order to identify it. Even the authors of all the main papers have admitted this in writing. Yet the government, media, and the masses still walk around as obedient slaves in fear of this concocted, contrived existential threat. The scientists then took out even more of these gene fragments. In one paper, they sequenced more than 20,000. They used computer modeling to fit these little fragments together like puzzle pieces into one long sequence. They fill in gaps along the way with made-up sequences from other experiments. Then they call this a genome, the entire genetic sequence of an organism. How preposterous. Imagine if we leveled an entire neighborhood. It was old and decrepit, so we just blew the whole thing up into little bits. There were 500 one-of-a-kind houses, 3 office buildings, 8 basketball courts, and all was demolished. All the rubble was carted away to a dumping ground. So, do you think that we could send a team of architects who have never seen what any of these buildings look like in this neighborhood, and have them comb through the rubble for pieces of buildings, and have them actually reconstruct the house on 23 Elm Street. Do you think that's possible? No, of course it's not possible. But that is what the scientists are claiming to have done with this virus and many others, and they say that it's true. They also claim that we will spread this fake virus to each other and it will kill us. They have no proof of this either. The only study looking at this showed no transmission, no contagion, to over 400 people. During the Spanish flu 100 years ago, a group in Boston, funded by the United States Public Health Service, tried to spread the disease to a group of 100 volunteer prisoners. They did 3 separate experiments trying to get them sick, putting all kinds of body fluids into the healthy volunteers. Not a single one got sick. Not one. There is no contagion, human to human spread, which has ever been proven in an experiment. Healthy people cannot pass this or any other illness to each other. How can you pass an illness you don't have? There's no such thing as an asymptomatic carrier. This is a lie. Let's talk about the tests. These tests are also meaningless. Do we really even need a test to tell us that someone has a deadly disease? Shouldn't we just see them being sick and dying? And why are we testing healthy people? There is no test for a virus that exists. There's only a test for gene fragments of unknown origin. We don't know what the tests are even detecting. There's no gold standard, no error rate, no government approval, and no credible science behind these tests. If you're not sick, you're not sick, and no test matters. The more tests performed, which has been what they've been doing lately, the more false positive cases you'll find, and that's how they're manipulating people right now. From fraudulent claims about a fake virus, horrifically inaccurate computer model predictions, meaningless test results, fraudulent death certificates, staged hospital video footage, staged field hospitals, fake burial pits, fake ventilator shortages, and much more, the stage has been set for tighter control. We've been wrapped up in restrictions reserved for prisoners, house arrest, standing on marked spaces in the floor, and social isolation. We've been restricted from travel. Our children have been deprived of a normal education and social life. Our businesses have been shut down. We've been told to cover our faces. We now have the beginning of contact tracing. This means that the authorities will soon be able to come into our homes and schools and take us or our children away into detention for quarantine. We have the vaccine coming. We've all heard there will be tremendous pressure and coercion to make us take it. If that fails, they may even make it mandatory. Let me ask you, if there is no virus, then what is the goal of a vaccine? What could it possibly be designed for? They've already developed vaccines to make people infertile. We already know vaccines kill and injure many around the world. We already know they want to use DNA and RNA in the vaccine to modify our own genes. We know they want to implant a chip to track and control us. We cannot wait for these things to realize. We must end this now. I have said there is no virus causing a new disease. I want you to know that that does not mean no one has died needlessly during this pandemic live exercise. When the World Health Organization declared a pandemic in late March, nations around the world, practically in lockstep with each other, took unprecedented action. The media blasted the fear propaganda across the world, fueled by sensationalized predictions, junk science, and fear-mongering. Economies were shut down overnight. People were told to lock themselves indoors to survive. Schools were closed. Hospitals closed their doors except for COVID patients. Food and supplies like toilet paper were suddenly in short supply. Entertainment like sports and concerts were canceled. At the same time, prisoners were let out. Liquor stores and cannabis dispensaries remained open, and 5G infrastructure was feverishly installed around the world. People no longer had access to medical services. That means that someone who had chest pain did not go to the hospital for help. They were too afraid. Someone who had diabetes did not have the guidance to adjust their insulin because of this sudden drastic change. This meant people were dying in their homes for lack of routine health care, which was unavailable. People were in fear. Fear changes our physiology and makes us susceptible to illness. Families with domestic violence experienced more conflict. Many who lost their job, suffered from addiction, those who no longer had access to mental health and addiction services, ended their lives by suicide. In the United States, the rates jumped up by 33%. The most deaths occurred in hospitals and care homes. Hospitals misdiagnose people, change protocols in harmful ways, and coerce many individuals to sign away their life by consenting to be on a ventilator. The overuse and misuse of ventilators for patients who did not need them may be the worst single example of medical malpractice and harm ever to be carried out by this allopathic system. It became practice to deny patients the right to emergency resuscitation. Against the family wishes, patients were made DNR as a matter of policy. Nursing care homes were even worse. Sick hospital patients were sent to care homes, which are unequipped to treat acutely ill individuals. The workers were afraid of getting the fake virus, so they neglected the patients, leaving them to die, and many did. Let us honor their lives by stopping this from happening again. What a tragedy this was, but it was because of the lockdown policies, the hospital protocols, the economic shutdown, and the fear. It was not because of any fake virus. So what should we do now? We need to stop going along with their rules. We need to start saying no more. No more masks. Instead, we need smiles. No more distancing. Instead, we need hugs. No more school restrictions. We need mentally strong children for our future. No more staying at home. We need sunlight, nature, and exercise. No more bans on large gatherings. We need picnics, concerts, fairs, conferences, and swimming pools. No more closing businesses. We need to make a living. No contact tracing. We need privacy and autonomy. No vaccine. We need our health and our lives. No more tyranny. We demand freedom. Thank you.